In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Fun readings this morning, aren't they? I want to start this sermon with, there's a little card here by James DeCoven. And it was written almost 40 years ago now, April 20th, 1979. See if you recognize some of the themes. We live in an age when cowardice in religious matters has been dignified into a virtue. Pray to God to make you bold to do His will. Dare to give up the world with its pomps and its pleasure and vain applause. Be not afraid of its sneers or laughter, or what one needs to dread much more, its tenderness and anxiety and solicitude. It will applaud you as long as you echo its own tone, but it cries out against fasting and prayer, and obedience and penitence, and the ever-recurring Eucharist. Dare to believe in Christ, that the bride of Christ, and to practice what you believe. This has been going around for a long time. We even hear about it in the scriptures in Deuteronomy. The precepts of the law, keep them. Keep them and be holy. Comes right up to the gospel. What Christ was talking about to the Pharisees, these people were masters, absolute masters at finding loopholes. You hear the commandment, honor thy father and mother. The Pharisees would go up to people that they knew didn't want to honor their father and mother and tell them, well, you know, the money that you would actually use to help them and take care of them and look after them, you can actually earmark for God, and then you don't have to do anything. Well, that's kind of turning the law on its ear, isn't it? They're sitting there. They didn't have Social Security. They didn't have, well, they had taxes, but the taxes weren't used for them. They went to Rome. But they were constantly finding ways, human ways, to get around God's law. We do it even now. One of the big things you always hear, especially in the same-sex marriage controversies, you always hear about the Levitical law. Well, we eat shellfish. We don't follow those laws anymore. Just because we don't doesn't mean we necessarily shouldn't. There's an interesting thing about shellfish that just cracks me up because this one's always so popular. Shellfish accounts for basically 1% of the world's food source. Now, this is crab, lobster, shrimp, clams, oysters. 1%. 1% of the world's food source. Yet it counts for 80% of the world's food poisoning. Okay, so yeah, we can eat it. But there's a risk. In the gospel today, Christ talks a lot about what comes out of you defiles you, not what goes in. Another perfect example is in the news even today. This Ashley Madison site, have you guys heard about this? Okay. So this is actually confession time. Your priest actually likes to watch very stupid cartoons. I watch things like Family Guy and American Dad. And these are things that are on this channel called Adult Swim. Late at night, every once in a while they do humorous commercials. I remember the first time I had seen the commercial for this. I was back home from seminary, and I'm sitting on a couch at my parents' house watching these. And this commercial pops up, and a guy says, not my wife. Another guy comes up and says, not my wife. And this happens three or four times. I come to find out, this is a site for married people to go to and find a mistress. Or find a sexual conquest. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this has to be a joke. This has to be one of their fake commercials. And it bugged me enough that I finally go through and I try to track the site down. And I don't remember if I ever finally did or not, but I do remember I had found enough information to find out that it was real. And the first thing that popped into my head was this from James DeCoven that I read to you. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it as somebody in seminary. I couldn't believe it as somebody that's married. But here's the point. It's not me actually going to find information about the site that defiles me. It would be me logging into the site and looking for someone to cheat on with Jen, who is my wife. It defiles me as a husband. It defiles me as a priest. And it defiles me as a human being, even if I wasn't married. Because I caused somebody else to fall. I have used the excuse that I'm single to actually go to a site to trip somebody else up that's married. It's what I do, what comes out of my heart that defiles me, not what I take in. When looking over the commentary, one of the most profound messages that you get from the commentary was on James. And this is what it says. The message of this section of James is that humans must take responsibility for the evils that come about through disordered desires. What is our desire looking at? This is actually a conversation about church doctrine and church dogma. Doctrine is that which is held by all believers for all time. Doctrine comes from Scripture, can be supported in Scripture. Dogma are things that we think might be a good idea and then figure out ways to make it happen. Here's another one for you. And this is why we don't retreat from the world. Holiness does not require physical separation from the world, but rejection of its values. Sound familiar? That was also in this little bit I read from DeCoven. We can't be a lamp to the world or to the community or even our neighbor until we understand that what comes out of us defiles us. But part of that is realizing that we can't get rid of sin just by calling it okay. We have things that we need to do. The best way to explain this is a term that we used to use at Neshota House a lot, and it's very near and dear to my heart, and it's Latin. Surprise, surprise. But the phrase goes, lex orandi, lex credendi. And then there are those that would add after it, lex vivendi. What that actually means is, what you pray is what you believe. What you believe is how you live. What you pray is what you believe. And what you believe is how you live. Can you say the creed without crossing your fingers? That's a good and holy thing. If you can, you have something truly incredible and life-saving to show the world. Amen.